Unlike the prospectors of the past, these gold seekers use neither shovels nor sluices. They've turned to television with ads featuring excited folks waving checks and cash. These companies urge us to dig through our dresser drawers or mine jewelry boxes for old, broken, or unwanted jewelry and turn it into cash. But too often, the offer is as dishonest as a Soapy Smith poker game. Tara Sims is with the Alaska office of the Better Business Bureau.
Now, there are some legitimate offers out there, but we are also getting several complaints from different companies who are offering to buy gold or jewelry. These complaints allege that there are discrepancies in the price offer, hidden fees, or claims of lost or damaged shipments.
Sims says several jewelry buying companies have prompted consumer complaints, but two in particular have led the field with especially high numbers. They are Cash for Gold and Money for Gold Holdings, the latter also known as My Gold Envelope. These companies and ones like them have proven all too enticing in the state.
There have definitely been Alaskans who have filed complaints through our office about gold buying companies, and that's definitely the reason why we're trying to inform consumers.
If you do decide to deal with one of these old jewelry buyers, Sims says there are several steps you should take to protect yourself and your jewelry. The first is to investigate the company via the internet by double-checking on the Better Business Bureau's website, bbb.org, and then looking up the company itself. Then you need to learn about the gold buying process.
One of the things to do is to get an appraisal from a different third party, maybe even a couple different appraisals about how much your jewelry is actually worth. And you're also going to want to determine the actual scrap value of your jewelry, because buying the jewelry whole versus maybe the company you're selling to only wants the gold out of your jewelry, and if there's gems in it, they're not going to want the gems. So understanding what the company wants from the jewelry and what the scrap value for your metal is also important.
Sims says if a local jeweler won't make an appraisal, ask them if they can refer you to someone who will. There's also the shifting units of weight complaints.
There's some companies that measure with a standard called troy ounce. Some companies measure in grams, others in pennyweight. Now, the companies you want to be aware of, be cautious with, are the ones that are scamming people by saying that they're weighing in pennyweight, but then they pay by gram or vice versa.
If a local jeweler has appraised the value of your gold, make certain the measure the company uses is the same, or you've made the needed conversion. Sims has two other warnings.
One, you're going to want to check out the company's policies in case you don't accept the offer of the price that they give you for the jewelry. What is the return policy on giving you your jewelry back? And the second thing you're going to want to find out is in case something is lost or broken during transit or while at the company's shop, will you get reimbursed for it?
The Better Business Bureau spokeswoman says sometimes the companies put a time limit on how long you have to refuse an offer. Also, have photographs and write descriptions of the jewelry you send. That will help you retrieve your pieces if the company says they can't find them. You can also ask if the company will send an initial estimate based on the photographs, descriptions, and perhaps the local jeweler's appraisal. This information can also be crucial if the company demands you file paperwork to get your jewelry back. Finally, Sim says gold and old jewelry buyers who come into town for a weekend or just a day should also be approached with the same caution as those who use the mail. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.